Hello, everyone. Welcome to a new episode of Explore and Engage with Anam. Inflation erodes the value of money. Inflation also erodes people's confidence in the economy. Inflation erodes the quality of life. Inflation hurts people, and inflation erodes people's opportunities. Inflation makes people suffer. Inflation reduces chances of success. Inflation leads to more failures and more failures in the economy. And the Biden administration is responsible for the inflation that has been hurting families across the country. America is facing record high inflation. Everything is becoming more and more expensive. Inflation is affecting housing. It is affecting food. It is affecting transportation. It is affecting healthcare. Inflation is also affecting education, and it is affecting people's peace of mind. My friends, look around you. Pay attention. Pay attention to what's happening in your community, in your town, in your village, in your city, in your state. Look around you and try to understand what people are going through. Americans are struggling to have a roof over their head because of inflation. When cost of materials, the materials that are needed to build a house, when the cost of those materials go up, house prices go up. When interest rates go up, it becomes more difficult to get a mortgage. And so let me ask you, how will Americans afford to buy a home? Also, cost of repairs have gone up. Maintaining a property has become more expensive because of inflation. And as a result, rent is also going up. So housing is becoming unaffordable for many Americans because house prices have gone up, because interest rates have gone up, which makes it very difficult for people to get a mortgage. And then if people decide not to buy a house, if people decide to become renters, well, rent is also going up in many places across the country. Can you imagine what the Biden administration and Joe Biden's Democratic allies in Washington, what they have done to our country? Can you imagine that? Can you imagine what the left-wing politicians have done to our economy through reckless government spending? Inflation is destroying our economy. Someone out there might tell me, Tosif, you always keep talking about inflation. You're always talking about inflation. Why do you do that? So if you're listening to this podcast episode and you have that question, you want to ask me why I keep talking about inflation. Well, let me tell you what the answer is, my friends. I keep talking about inflation because it's getting worse every day. The economic condition in this country is getting worse every single day. And how do I know that? Yes, I am looking at data. I am looking at statistics. I'm looking at the economic, the news updates pertaining to the economy. But I'm a consumer. Don't forget that I also am an American consumer. I'm an American citizen. I live in the United States. And I'm an American consumer. So I face the negative effects of inflation every day. When I go and buy groceries, I feel the pain of inflation. I, as an American consumer, I feel the pain of inflation. When I buy gasoline for my vehicle, I feel the pain of inflation. and millions of Americans across the country are struggling because of inflation. They are struggling in this economy. The economic uncertainty is hurting hardworking people across the U.S. So I can see people around me suffering because of inflation. And I read news updates from all over the country. And those news updates tell me that inflation is hurting American families. And then I, as an American consumer, I see the impacts of inflation when I'm out doing transactions, when I'm at the grocery store, when I'm buying gas, when I'm purchasing new clothes, when I'm taking my vehicle into an automobile dealership for repairs, for maintenance. I can see that the cost of getting services for your automobile has gone up. I understand that everything is now more expensive. When I want to book a hotel, I see that the rates have increased. Everything is now more expensive. Everything. Everything is now more expensive. And I frequently use, I think, an example of a box of tea bags. Because I consume tea. I consume tea. I like drinking tea. And so I use that as an example. A box of tea that used to cost less than $5 is now more than $7.50. That's just one product. So imagine what's happening all over the country. If everything that you need for your household, if everything goes up in price, all of that collectively makes a big impact on your budget. And that's why I keep talking about inflation, because each and every person is facing, each and every hardworking American is, you know, each and every person is facing the adverse effects of inflation. My friends, this could have been avoided. All the problems that we're facing right now, all of these problems could have been avoided if we had a leader in the White House who would cut red tape, who would keep government spending in check, who would allow fossil fuels to be extracted and used, who would ensure strong supply chain. If we had a leader who would have good economic policies, then all of these problems could have been avoided. But instead, we have a president, Joe Biden, and an administration, the Biden administration. We have a president and an administration that focus on unaffordable green energy, that focus on increasing rules and regulations to restrict the private market, that focus on increasing the size of government, that support reckless government spending. We have a president and an administration, and they don't seem to care about the American consumer. The Biden administration does not care about the American consumer. Reportedly, the average 30-year fixed mortgage rates in the U.S. continue to increase after passing 7% earlier in April. This is according to analysts. How will young professionals buy homes? The American dream of home ownership is moving further and further away. And the Biden administration talks about creating jobs. Well, let me tell you that many people are struggling to find jobs. There are news of layoffs in so many places. Here in Wisconsin, many workers are being laid off. In neighboring state of Illinois, many workers are being laid off. Can you imagine that at a time of inflation, when people are struggling to pay for housing and other expenses, companies are laying people off? Because the environment that the Joe Biden administration created is not a business-friendly environment. This is not an environment in which hardworking Americans can thrive. We are facing economic uncertainty because of the Biden administration and their bad policies. On the other hand, illegal immigrants are pouring into the country, and local government entities in sanctuary cities like New York City and Chicago are using American tax dollars to provide housing for the migrants. The migrants are getting free food while Americans are struggling to put food on the table. It was just a day or two ago that I was talking to an individual. The individual was in late 20s or early 30s. That's my guess. And the individual told me that she is looking for work but cannot find work. And I'm not talking about hourly jobs. This individual I'm talking about has knowledge and skills in math and science and is looking for a decent job with a decent monthly salary. And she can't find a good job. People are competing for fewer and fewer available jobs. People need jobs that can support, that can help support a family. People need jobs that can help them afford decent housing and healthy food. People need jobs that can help them afford decent transportation. Many people in this economy are living paycheck to paycheck, and many are falling behind. There are Americans whose expenses exceed their income because of inflation. And so many Americans are utilizing their rainy day funds. They're using money from their savings to pay for their month-to-month expenses. And this is because of inflation. People's salaries have not increased at the same rate as inflation. And so here we are witnessing widespread economic pain and suffering. It is shocking that Joe Biden wants to be reelected. Does Joe Biden really believe that he can be reelected? After his administration caused so much of damage to our economy, and the problems continue every day, the situation is getting worse. And also at the international level, because of lack of US leadership, there is growing conflict across the world. International conflicts are hurting trade and also adversely affecting the oil market. On one hand, we have lost our energy independence because of Joe Biden and his administration. And on the other hand, foreign oil is becoming more and more expensive. Imagine the impact of all of that on American families. Imagine the impact of all of that on American families. My friends, that's why I keep saying that in November 2024, we must elect Donald Trump. Remember the years when Donald Trump was in office. The economy was doing well. Businesses were thriving. And at the global level, the United States was a strong leader. We had good relationship with our international allies. My friends, we need Donald Trump back in the White House. Since 2021, we have been suffering because of the Biden administration and their poor policies. Inflation is hurting us every single day. And that's why we have an opportunity in November 2024. We have an opportunity to elect a leader who will make America great again. My friends, thank you for continuing to listen to my podcast. Please visit my website, tossifanam.com. .net. And once you're on my website, you can read my blog, you can check out the list of my published opinions, You can read my bio. You can send me a message using the contact form. And you can also sign up to receive my e-newsletters. If you want to send me an email, let me give you my email address. My email address is tawsif@tawsifanam.net. Once again, my website is tawsifanam.net. My email address is tawsif@tawsifanam.net. So thank you for continuing to listen to my podcast. Please also connect with me on social media. You can find me on Facebook. You can find me on Instagram, on X, formerly known as Twitter, and also on Truth Social. Thank you, my friends, and I hope to be back again soon with a new episode of Explore and Engage with Anam.